More employees at Amazon added their names to a letter that calls on Amazon to take a more aggressive stance on climate change. More than 6,000 employees have signed the letter. That's a tenth of the company's corporate workforce. Among them is a smaller group of 28. They own stock in Amazon, and they filed what's known as an activist shareholder proposal. It asks Amazon to, among other things, cut its greenhouse gas emissions in half over the next 10 years, also to transition away from fossil fuels and to stop making custom solutions for oil and gas companies. Maren Costa in Seattle is one of the 28 co-filers. Her job is principal designer at Amazon. She's been with the company for nearly 15 years. Maren, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you, Lisa.
You were able to file this shareholder proposal because Amazon had given you stock in the company, as many tech companies do with their employees. How did you and your colleagues in this group of 28 decide to use that shareholder status to pressure Amazon on its environmental record?
Well, a small group of us started just gathering over coffee to talk about our shared interest in climate change. We knew that there had been a shareholder resolution on diversity that had a positive effect and was able to pass, and it seemed like a good lever to press.
So I wonder if you could bring us into those coffee break discussions. What, you know, raised your ire and that of the others in the group?
Personally, I recently let customer service know, just as a customer, that I couldn't support ordering from Amazon Fresh anymore, and that had prior been my sole source of groceries for years. But the packaging seemed to be going in the opposite direction. When it started, there was reusable crates, and all of the packaging you could return, leave it on your doorstep, and it would be picked up the next time your next order came. And then they moved to more paper and plastic, and it was confusing and frustrating, because I love Amazon Fresh. We know that people outside of Amazon have these concerns, people that don't want to work for Amazon or shop at Amazon because they aren't taking a strong enough stance on climate. The millennials are soon to overtake the baby boomers as the largest adult population. They care deeply about climate change. Climate catastrophes are increasingly in the news. Those two things combined together seems like we could potentially be reaching a tipping point where people start to move their dollars to the companies who are really leading in climate change.
Amazon, though, is asking the board not to take up these proposals, not to discuss them. So let's say I'm on the board and you meet me in the elevator and it's a short ride. Tell me why I should vote for this.
I guess my response to that would be, as an Amazon employee and an Amazon customer and an Amazon shareholder, I want to see this company not only survive, but continue to thrive. And climate change is an issue that has the capacity to shift entire economies. And I want to make sure we're on the right side of that shift.
Maren Costa, a principal designer at Amazon, one of 28 employees who are also shareholders, pushing for Amazon to adopt a more aggressive strategy against climate change. Nice to talk to you, Maren. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we contacted Amazon for this story. A spokesperson said the company is already deeply committed to sustainability and plans to share information about Amazon's company-wide carbon footprint this year for the first time. The spokesperson also noted a program called Shipment Zero as, quote, a vision to make half of Amazon's shipments net zero carbon by 2030. Employees say that's not enough to put Amazon in line with the science on climate change.